Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is to become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, Jesus is the Lord. Abba Father, who art in heaven, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. O praise be to your holy name. Good morning, good morning, good morning. The Bible tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. As always, I must first give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. For I can do nothing separate from Him. And oh yes, I give thanks to you this morning. Yeah, the few of you that are tuned in this morning that was led by the Spirit of God. For the Bible tells us that the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Bible tells us many are called, but only a few are chosen. Many shall seek to enter thereinto this true hiding place, but only a few shall find it. Oh, praise be to his holy name. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Oh, as usual, if you have your Bibles and you desire to follow along, turn your Bibles to John chapter 10. It's that book this morning that the Holy Spirit will use and hope to draw you out of the darkness of religion and allow you to rest in this great light of this glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. John chapter 10, verse 1 declares, and he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entered not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbing up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And Jesus said to him, the porter, open it. And the sheep hear his voice. And he called his own sheep by name and leaded them out. And when he put it forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable Jesus spake unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you. I am the door or the sheep. And all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The good shepherd. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. For the shepherd, the good shepherd giveth his life for sheep. The good shepherd. The life and job of a shepherd. Shepherds are mentioned dozen of times throughout the Bible, from the first book, Genesis, to the last book, Revelations. Genesis chapter 4, verse 2, and Revelations 12 and 5. The Bible tells us great men such as Abraham, Moses, and King David were shepherds. The Psalmist David beautifully expressed the responsibility and concerns of a good shepherd. And a psalm ascribed to David called him the shepherd over God's people in Psalms, the 78th chapter, verses 70 to 72. The shepherd's job was clearly to take care of the sheep. Oh, I think it was Tuesday. My wife and I was watching the news, and the Lord allowed our eyes to set up on a natural event, then an unnatural event, and then a natural event. As we were watching the news, there came a bear and her three cubs, wandering, exploring the beautiful day, not understanding that they were trespassing. Then all of a sudden, two dogs ran out barking at the bear. Immediately, the bear went into a defensive mode, thinking the dogs was coming to do harm to her cubs. She began to, in a natural instinct, began to swing at the dogs, and the dogs were trying to get the bear, for the bear was trespassing. But then an unnatural event took place. A woman came out of nowhere in a white dress, run up to the bear. I don't know if she hit him with a short jab like Mike Tyson first punched with when he started boxing, or pushed him down. But the truth, it happened so fast. But the truth of the matter, she ran out, grabbed the animals, and risking her whole life in order to save her pets. Oh, this morning, as the Lord was giving me this message, he reminded me the good shepherd. Oh, my goodness. The Bible tells us that David told Saul, as he was trying to encourage Saul to allow him to take on that big old uncircumcised Philistine Goliath, he revealed unto Saul that there was a time that I was watching my father's sheep. Oh, hallelujah. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And David said, and I went after him. I killed him and saved the sheep out of his mouth. The good shepherd. Oh, hallelujah. Was dependable and brave, diligent. They even risked their own lives to protect the flock. Little wonder then, that Jesus and his disciples used the shepherd as a model for Christian overseers. The Bible tells us that when they had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. And he said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my sheep. And the Bible said, and he said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And the Bible said Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things, and thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus said unto him, and he saying unto you, feed my sheep. The Bible tells us, verily, verily, I say unto you, when thou was young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whether thou wouldest, but when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whether thou wouldest not. The Bible tells us some 25 times in the Gospel of John, Jesus uses the expression, verily, verily, to introduce a concept the hearers might have difficulty believing. This intensive expression emphasized that what was stated was true, just as God is true. The Bible tells us that Peter confessed he found some of Paul's epistles hard to understand. Nevertheless, he accepted them with the other scriptures. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 through 18 declare. Paul said, the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. You see, this may be a hard saying and hard to understand to some of you, but it is the truth. The Bible tells us, but he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattered the sheep. The howling, a hired preacher, he fleeth because he is in howling and careth not for the sheep. You know, back in those days when the shepherd was shepherding the sheep, they was also required to, at the end of the evening, to come in and give a report of how the sheep were doing, where they took them to water them, where they, what pasture they grazed in, and was any sheep injured, or was there any sheep that have come up lame? The shepherd had to account for the sheep. There will come a day to every preacher. See, preaching is a wonderful thing if the Lord called you. Preaching is a wonderful thing if the Lord told you to preach.